لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكن. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأخاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أشراف أمتي حملة القرآن وقائم الليل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction first, MashaAllah, today gives us a very, very great honor to be present here where this Musalla is the opening of this Musalla today, MashaAllah. Musalla, no? Musalla. Musalla. MashaAllah. And this is where, MashaAllah, the Madrasa Fatima to Zahra, the Hifz class. Kitne talaba hai? Larkiyon ke. MashaAllah. Girls becoming alimas, doing hips also, and in the afternoon boys becoming hafiz also. This is a great MashaAllah occasion, and one more great markaz of hidayat, one more beacon of hidayat Allah has established in the world, from where the noor will spread in the world. Where Quran Sharif's ta'aleem takes place, there is a column of noor that goes from the earth right to the heavens, and that noor spreads all around, by which not only Muslims benefit, non-Muslims also, not only human beings, animals also, everything benefits where these marakis are. Today, alhamdulillah, we have the opportunity to be part and parcel. Allah in His mercy gave us also a share to be here. All the hard work was done by Maulana, by his friends, his companions. We, like they say in Afrikaans, samhakom. We also just so fitted in. We just also fell in, and we also just got a share. Ungli kata ke shaheedo ka sawab. So just like our presence today, inshallah, our names are registered by Allah. We are also present on this auspicious occasion. And inshallah, what this is only the starting. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, many times when we tell Hazrat, we benefited so much from you, he says, abhi kya dekha, abhi kya aage dekhoge. He says, what you have now seen, you still going to see in front what you're going to get. So this madrasa also, there is just the starting still which is filled with so much noor. What is going to happen in the future, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah, give us all our share also by His mercy, and accept this madrasa, the effort of Hadrat Maulana and all his friends, all who have contributed, they have a part in this. Very, very fortunate are they. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that when a student is studying to become Ali, for example, 6-year course, 8-year course, whatever it may be, and one person fed one student one meal only, then throughout that student's life, whatever deen's work he's going to do, through him, how many masjids will be built? Through him, how many others will become hafiz? How many will become alim? What can work will carry on? This person who gave one meal to him to eat over 6-8 years, to the extent of his investment, his share he bought, whole life he's going to get his dividends. And that person will die, but he has made other hafiz, other hanims. They're going to make others. We will be shocked in the qabr that from where and where our dividends, our shares are coming in. So very fortunate are those who have made a part, who will contribute and make a share in all this. Also, I always think that Darul Uloom Dioban, when the foundation was being put, those days a person might have put 1 paisa, which is today not even 1 cent, far from a cent, less. But that then it had value, that 1 paisa. But he put that 1 paisa, and Darul Uloom Dioban has not produced ulama only, has produced Darul Ulooms. Has not only produced Darul Ulooms, Darul Uloom Dioban has produced the whole Tabligh Jamaat. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah is a product of Darul Uloom Dioban. Darul Uloom has produced the whole field of Tasawwuf. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali is a product of Darul Uloom Dioban. Darul Uloom has produced Maulana Hussain Ahmed Badawi, Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. Great, great scholars Darul Uloom has produced, who in turn have protected the Ummah from Qadianism, from Shiism, from Maududiism, from all the fitnas. This is Darul Uloom. That person who put 1 cent, what is he getting in his qabr today? This is investment. Not that I invested here in some resort, or I invested in some bank, or I invested somewhere. Those who invest here, this is the true investment. So may Allah reward everyone who have taken part, and still there are opportunities throughout the world. Let us open our hearts, and this is what our real investments are. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in every person's wealth there are three partners. Now we might think I'm a sole proprietor, I got no partner in my business, from where three partners have come out. But look at the deep knowledge and understanding of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said that whatever we use up for our daily needs, eating, traveling, housing, all our needs that we use, one part of your wealth goes into that. And almost 95% of the world, whatever we are earning goes into that. Our daily needs, our rentals, our payments, our houses, whatever it is. And most of us, we still short end of the month. Our money is not enough. So all our money is going in there. Then the second shareholder in your wealth is when you die, whatever you leave behind, that will be not yours. It will go to your wife, your children. So that is their share. What is your share is what you have sent for Akhirah. And when you go there, that is what is your share. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives advice, don't be the smallest shareholder in your own wealth. Hey, that for yourself you made hardly anything for Akhirah. You used it up, what you ate gone to the toilets, what you wore gone to the dustbins. Your fleshy motor cars then land up in the scrap yards. That is all gone, finished here. If you leave anything, it's left for the wife and children. If you didn't send for Akhirat, or you send, many of us are giving, mashallah, good amounts in the path of Allah. But be sincere to yourself and work out that of my money that I have, what percentage am I giving? You may be giving 1 million rand, but it might be hardly 0.01%. So you are putting in Akhirat, see how much am I putting in Akhirat, which will be yours, which will be forever yours. In the old government, the apartheid government gave different homelands to different people. They made Botswana, they made Venda, they made all different homelands. But they didn't make a homeland for themselves. They didn't make a homeland for themselves. When the government went out of their hand, now they're crying for a homeland. They want a Burastad in Freistad, wherever they want now a Burastad. These people were Bura. And the Quran speaks, it's qawman bura. And bura means stupid people. That these people were stupid. When they hate the government, they didn't make the homeland. Now the government is out, now they're crying for a homeland. So let us not be even more stupid. Our government is existing today. Allah has given us life. As long as we are living, our government is there. So let us make our homeland of Jannah. Don't let we don't make the homeland of Jannah while our government is here. And we are only building up our dunya, mansions, travels, houses, cars, all things of dunya all the time. And we're not making our homeland of akhirah. Then when maut will come, hatta idha jaa ahaduhumul maut. When maut will come on such people, qala rabbi irji'uni. They'll say, oh Allah, return me back, let me now go make my homeland. Let me go and bring everything now, I'll transfer it now. Kalla, never ever, now you can't go. Just like if a baby is born to a mother that is deformed, all the gynecologists of the world cannot let the baby go back in the mother, let it be formed properly and then come. Just like that when we die and we are deformed spiritually, we didn't prepare for akhirat. Not all the awliya and atqiya can let us come back into dunya, get formed properly and then go. There is one chance Allah has given us. And Allah has not been unfair, waliyazu billah. Allah has sent all the anbiya alayhimus salam. Allah has sent all the ulama. Allah has sent tabligh jamaat. Allah has sent what programs there are everywhere. So much for us to take lesson. If we still remain blind and we don't prepare for akhirat, then it is our own fault and folly. Allah has made all the intizam. To realize this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. That's the ayat before this. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَةٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. In the earth there are enough ayats for the people of iqan, of iman who have got. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And in yourself there are enough signs. And yet we don't take a lesson. After every day night comes. After dunya's life, qabr's life has to come. When we are at night, it doesn't mean we are dead. How you worked in the day, your night will go peaceful. If you work hard, you got an aircon, you sleep peacefully. You got a mosquito repellent, you sleep peacefully. Because you worked in the day. So if we work in our dunya for our akhirat, then we will sleep peacefully in the qabr. Nam ka nawmati al-urus. We will sleep peacefully in the qabr. But if we didn't work in dunya, Allahu Akbar, one fly disturbs us whole day. Troubling the air, going in the nose, in the ear, one fly upsets us. One mosquito spoils your whole night. In the qabr, big snakes and scorpions, and fire, and punishment of malaika. This is the time to protect. How you want to save yourself from mosquitoes for the night? Work during the day. Get your mosquito. It's hot at night, you want a peaceful sleep, you work for an aircon. So for your qadr, Allah is giving this lesson every day. Nobody, even a non-Muslim, a person who knows people, nobody told him about deen, that he knows after day, night comes. How you work in your day, your night will pass like that. Just like that, how our dunya's life, our qadr's life, it's going to come. We're not just going to lie in the qadr and nothing happening there. How you work in your day, like that your qadr will be according to that. So Allah has given this lesson, let us prepare for akhirah. That is what why Allah has sent us in this world, not for this dunya. This ayat-e-kareema, and this is all based on my Shaykh's thoughts, his Hazrat's bayan. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman. That Allah Ta'ala is Rahman, most merciful, most kind and most compassionate. There are two major qualities of Allah with the word Rahm in there. Rahman and Rahim. Allah is Rahman also, Allah is Rahim also. And both of them come from the word Rahma. And Rahm is the womb of a mother. Rahm, the womb of a mother. From that womb, the children that are born are brothers and sisters. From one womb, whoever are born are all brothers and sisters. Because of that, they are born from one womb. They have great love and attachment for themselves. Especially when they are still innocent, small children, see how they play, how they love one another, how they help one another. Allah Akbar. So all that there. So that rahm, that mercy, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is for the whole world. How much all the mothers of the world, all the fathers of the world, of man, of jinn, of animals, all of them, if they have to put all their love together for one child, how much won't that be? But Allah's love for His entire creation is billions and billions of times more. And in Rahman is that mercy of Allah in which there is little difficulty, hardship, bitterness. Like for example, a person has to undergo an operation. He has to pay 200,000 rand perhaps for that operation also. Doctor is going to cut him up also. 6 weeks he will be out of circulation also. But everything goes well, operation is done properly, it's rahmat. Now he'll be well again. But he has to go through this difficulty. In Rahim is that mercy of Allah Ta'ala in which no difficulty. No difficulty whatsoever, no operation, no 200,000 rand pain, no bitterness, no pain, no nothing. And the mercy of Rahman is general for everyone, for humans, for Muslims, for non-Muslims, for animals, for all, in dunya and in akhirah. Rahim is that mercy of Allah which there is no pain, no hardship, no difficulty, which is exclusive for the friends of Allah, the awliya. And this is exclusive for the mu'mineen in the akhirah. So that mercy, so yeah, Allah Ta'ala is referring to that great mercy of His Ar-Rahman. Because Allah is so merciful, what happened? We think that Allah is most kind to me. Oh, my money, I haven't got time to count my money. I can't count my properties. I don't know how many investments I got. Allah is kind. That is not Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat, allam al-Qur'an. That Allah Ta'ala taught the Qur'an Sharif. Hey, those people who have been blessed with Qur'an Sharif, Allah's rahmat is on those people. لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلَهُمْ مَعْلٌ. One great wizard says, Allah gave us knowledge and He gave them their wealth. Knowledge, the more you spend it, the more increases. Well, the more you spend it, it gets finished. Knowledge, wealth, you have got thieves behind you, rogues behind you. They won't only want to steal your money, they'll want to kill you also. With knowledge, when you use it properly, with its qualities, people respect you, people honor you. So, and the greatest source of knowledge is Al-Quran. The Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Yes, by the way, the very word Quran comes from reciting. It means reciting. So the Quran is a kitab to be recited. That is basically what is the Quran. To be recited over and over. Our young student who read the beautiful nazm, he said that today we don't recite Quran Sharif. Today, I'm sure our memories are not gone so weak. Just a little bit quickly, if those who read Quran Sharif today, made their tilawat, can pick up their hands. Be sincere, those who made the tilawat of Quran. See how few of us. And Quran is a kitab that was supposed to be recited. That is what is Quran Sharif. How many of us recited? Yesterday how many recited? Friday how many of us recited Quran Sharif? Quran Sharif is a kitab for recitation, that we have to recite it. And we can say that I didn't get chance today. We could have read Surah Fatiha, we could have read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. That also is part of the actual recitation every day, to read a certain portion. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali says, it is the right of the Quran Sharif that it must be recited, at least made khatam twice a year. Once in Ramzan, that is what if you make one out of Ramadan, and to make one khatam out of Ramadan, if we read every day 3-4 pages, we'll be able to make one khatam in the whole year. So how many of us are making that? Are we making it so sad, really? I said that I have to say it also. But generally, forget the masses, the ulama and the huffaz also, we're not reading Quran Sharif. This Ramzan that passed in the Khanqa, in the Darul Umm in Azadwal, on about 22 Ramzan, I asked one person, and he's regular, he comes all the time for the majlis, for everything. How far, how much Quran you have recited? He said, 2 suparas. 22 Ramzan in truth, when will he complete? After 2 days, I asked one Ali, and he is very good in teaching Quran. He is known, he is famous. He teaches very good Quran with Tajweed. But how much you have read? He said, I haven't started stuff. Now, this is Maulana Mufti Ahmed Khanpuri Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum of Dhabil, says, because Hazrat also works a lot with people as far as Islam. He says, ulama who are teaching Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, they are not reading any Quran Sharif. What barakat will they be? So I'm saying this, but don't think of those people, think of ourselves. How much am I reading Quran Sharif? And Quran Sharif, the hadith that was quoted of Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. It is on account of this kitab, the Quran Sharif, Allah raises nations. وَبِهِ يَذَعُوا آخَرِينَ. And on the token of the same Quran, when we don't respect, we don't make amal, Allah destroys nations. So Quran Sharif is the thing that should be in our lives. But unfortunately it is not there. And if we are reading Quran, more, in my opinion, who are reading Quran are the ordinary people. They read more than the ulama and the hafiz also. The hafiz reads in Ramzan. But you find public still reading Quran Sharif. And then also, when we simply read, do we make any niyat? Or we just take the Quran Sharif, we start reading. Without niyat, a amal is like a dead body. There is no ruh in that body if there is no niyat. And our namazes we make, we don't make niyat also. We came to the jalsa today, all of us, tell us who made niyat, that we came for the niyat, to the jalsa, who made niyat, or we just came. If we made niyat, what niyat did we make? In the author of Mazahir al-Haq, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif writes, if we go for our jamaat namaz, there are up to 15 niyats that we can make. You'll be going for that one Zuhar namaz, one Asr namaz, but you'll 15 niyats, 15 sawabs you will get. But we don't even make that one niyat of going for our Zuhar, our Asr or anything. So that is also very, very important. And so beyond that, when reading Quran Sharif, my suggestion, make 5 niyats, 4 plus 1. One is as ibadat. That we are, I'm reading this Quran Sharif, the ibadat of Allah. And the Quran Sharif's recitations, ibadat, is so great that Allah commanded Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min rabbik. Make tilawat, make recitation. Many of us feel, I'm a big alim, I'm a big sheikh. Quran Sharif tilawat is like a small child's thing, it's not for me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is ordered by Allah to make tilawat regularly. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنِ. And I've been ordered, my basic duty is I must read Quran Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how the Quran Sharif do you read? So with the niyat of ibadat, with the niyat of sawab. Sawab is the currency of akhirat. In South Africa, you know, we need rands and cents. You go to Saudi, you need riyals. You go to America, you need dollars. And the currency of Jannat is sawab. And to make that currency of Jannat is now. And Quran Sharif is one of the means of the greatest currency that we can transfer for akhirat. As we are reciting, we are transferring our currency to akhirat. If we read without wudu, we can't touch the Quran without wudu. But we read without wudu, for every letter 10 sawabs. With wudu, 25 sawabs. And in nafil namaz, in a sitting position, for every letter 50 sawabs. And in a standing position in nafil namaz, for every letter 100 sawabs. Surah Fatiha alone has got 150 letters. Multiply by that by 100. So that sawab if you're reading in nafil. And your whole life's nafil cannot compare with 2 rakats of faraz. The position of faraz is so high that your whole life's tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin can't compare with 2 rakats of faraz of fajr. So high. So in fajr you are reading or you are listening. What is the sawab in fajr? So great will be our earnings for akhirat, our transfer. We all want to make big deposits, fat deposits. When you enjoy making nice big deposits and the bank stamp, the deposit is made. Now you feel nice, my deposit is made. So our deposit for Akhirat, Quran Sharif, is one of the greatest means. So may Allah give us tawfiq to recite Quran Sharif. It is narrated in the hadith that a person who is regular, a person who is regular with his tilawat, then when he dies, while the people take off his clothes, going to give him ghusl, the Quran Sharif comes in the form of a handsome person and stands there and consoles him. You never left me. Wherever you were, when you were sick, when you were traveling, you left me. I won't leave you now till I get you to Jannah. And the time of mort is a reality. It's not you are dead, you don't know what's happening. Imagine, may Allah save us all. The crooks come, they kidnap you. Then they take you somewhere where you don't know where. They put you at the back of a van. All closed, your eyes are closed. There's no windows in that van. Where are they taking you? Rough roads, you see, they go, it's going over, you don't know where. They take you out somewhere, you don't know. Nowhere, where is this place? Now they start taking off all your clothes. Okay? All your money, and that also, your purse, your wallet, everything they took, they take away all your clothes also. Now you are lying there naked. At the time of mort, not crooks, your own family people, your son, your brothers, will take out all your clothes. You'll be gone in a different world. You'll be shocked, where am I? At that time, if there is somebody to tell you, you don't worry. You never left me, I'll never leave you till I get you to Jannah. Okay? So that is Quran Sharif's tilawat. It will take the form of this handsome person. After they have taken off the clothes, they gave ghusl. Then they are putting on kafan. In between the kafan, he goes in. He joins you. And he's with you now. Then when they put you in the now when you are taken to Qabristan, Allahu Akbar, people are taken, and you are aware, I'm being taken away now, I don't know from where I'm taken, where I'm going to. Allahu Akbar. Buzurg said, at the time of their death, my time of death is near, I don't know if I'm going to a garden of Jannah, or I'm going to a pit of hell. We don't know where we are going, but your Quran is with you, what a great thing. Then when they bury you, that Quran Sharif stands there by your side. Munkar Nakir, when they come to question you in the qabr, and for every person, even a pious person, they come in a frightening way. Okay? Flames come out from their eyes. They open their mouth, flames come out. Their hair is from their head till the ground. Very, very frightening. We go for a driving test, you get excited, you make mistakes. Ordinary exam. Many students, when they make tarawih, make mistakes. Why? We got excited. Anything else, you say the whole day I brought my mother my sabak, my brother my sabak, I knew it. When I came by the ustad, I forgot. When in the qabr, in front of Munkar Nakir, how well don't we have to know our sabak? Otherwise, what difficulties will we have to go? Dunya is not the main thing. Dunya is nothing. Real life is that life. This life of dunya is just a shadow. It is just a bubble. It is nothing. Real life is that life. Then when they want to interrogate Munkar and Nakir, they tell that Quran Sharif, please, we have to do our interrogation in secrecy, in privacy. Nobody is supposed to be here. He said, look, you can do what you want to. I can't leave him. He never left me. I can't leave him. You do your interrogation, but I can't leave. I have to be present here. And in some riwayat, he tells you the answers also. They ask you and you are excited. You don't know what to say. He helps you out. He gives you, and after that he brings you out. Kafan of Jannah. And he gives it to you. Now you sleep now. And you enjoy yourself. This is Quran Sharif Tilawat. That's how we haven't got time for it. We got time for our prostituted mattresses. We got time for our other beds and our other things of dunya. For Quran Sharif, 5 minutes we haven't got. To read 3-4 pages won't even take 5 minutes. But we haven't. It's not that we haven't. Allah Akbar. Maulana Salim Dharat Sahib, mashallah, great buzurg in the UK. One of his friends wrote to him and said, Maulana, I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. Busy, too busy. What the answer Maulana gave. He said, it's not that you haven't got time. The importance of the Quran is not in your heart. If the importance of the Quran Sharif was in your heart, you will definitely take out time. You got time to watch TV. You got time to smoke your cigarette and take time in doing that. You got time in all other futile, useless things. The importance of the Quran Sharif is not in your heart, so therefore you haven't got time for it. When I returned from India after my studies and I was with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, South Africans life, the water and the wind of South Africa, very soon I became negligent in my zikr, not doing it regularly. So I wrote to Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat, I'm not finding time to make zikr. I'm busy now. And what was I doing? Just Imamat and Maktab, that's all. But I'm too busy, I haven't got time for zikr. What a reply Hazrat wrote. Hazrat said, your excuse will be valid the day you write to me and you say you haven't got time to eat food. The food is body, is nourishment for the body. Zikr is nourishment for the soul. If there isn't the soul, you did. More important is your soul than your body. If your soul is not nourished, you are dead, you're going to die. So, zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. If you don't make your zikr, you are depriving your soul. And your soul is not getting the food. So that is more important. But we don't give importance to this. So anyway, this Quran Sharif is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. It is that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, it is the rope of jail. So one make tilawat with the niyat of ibadat. Make tilawat with the niyat of gaining sawab for akhirat. Our akhirats, make our deposits. As every person by nature, he wants to make investments, he wants money, buy a house for my family. The greatest thing is to do for the akhirat. The third niyat when we make tilawat of Quran, make it with the niyat of hidayat. Clearly Bukhari Sharif riwayat, every muhaddith brought the niyat, the hadith of a niyat right at the beginning of his kitab. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And in that hadith, لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. A person gets according to his intention. How much intention we make, we get. Without intention, that amal is a dead amal. There is no amal, there is no life in that amal without intention. And so make the niyat of hidayat. There is no greater source of hidayat on the surface of the earth than the Quran Sharif. The Quran itself says, hudal lil nas, hudal lil muttaqeen. It is a kitab of hidayat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have left two lecturers behind me after I go. One is a speaking lecturer and one is a silent lecturer. The speaking lecturer is the Quran Sharif. And really, wallah, any passage of the Quran when we hear in Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, and especially in the Haramain Sharifain, and this is what is required, concentrate. We don't have to remember what the Imam read. But when he was reading, what did you read? At that time put your mind. Our Maulana Yusuf just told me, we are out in Safar. He says, every Maghrib now, the Imam was reading, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Every Maghrib, the different places, they didn't agree or anything, but they're reading. What is that message? When the earth will be given, it's shaking. What is shaking? إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And all the weights of the earth will start coming out. All that. Not the gold and silver. All our a'mal. Then, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ بِأَخْبَارِهَا. The earth will start speaking everything. All that was done on the surface of the earth, when any person does any action, good or bad, there are four witnesses immediately. One is the parts of your body. With whichever part you did that action, with your eyes, what you see, what you are seeing, there's a whole record what your eyes are seeing all the time. And today is nothing difficult to understand. You pay with your credit card at your OR Tembo, it's recorded. At this specific second you were present in OR Tembo, your card was used there. After a few hours you paid in Dubai something, it's on record there. Wherever, everything is on record. And cameras are everywhere today. So this is now what they have done. Allah Ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا
في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق.
All this will be made clear by Allah Ta'ala. One Sardarji, a Sikh in the UK, went through a green traffic light driving. Camera flashed on him. So he said, this camera is faulty. I didn't go through the red light, I went through the green light. He came around and second time he went again. Again the camera flashed. So he was convinced now. And there the fines are heavy and your points also get cut. They suspend your license. Some cases you have to reapply for a license and there are heavy fines. So he put witnesses that there is a good chance we can sue the traffic department. The system is faulty. So what witnesses he went the third time. Again the camera flashed. And now he is going to appoint a, when he gets his ticket, get a lawyer, make a case against the traffic department. But when the ticket came, didn't come for going through the red light. For what? He didn't have his seat belt on. And they gave him not only a heavy fine, they suspended it. Three times in succession you broke the law. That means willingly and intentionally you just wanted to break the law over and over again, three times. Very heavy fine they gave him, jailed him also. So like that, we might be thinking, I'm doing this right, that's right. Allah's cameras are on us all the time. I may be making tahajjud, but my beard is not in order. Allah's camera is on my beard also. I may be thinking, I'm pious, I get up tahajjud namaz. My trouser is over the ankles. Allah's cameras are there also. How I treat my wife, Allah's cameras are there also. Everywhere, Allah, for everything, Allah's camera is on our mind, is on our heart. I'm making tahajjud, but what am I thinking? Hey, one person, a bizarre. What's this?
Somebody who knows might be something.
So Allah's cameras are upon every aspect of our lives. So we have to be aware. We only focus on one thing, that I'm a good person, I do this, I do that. But how many other things which we are not doing right? So Allah's cameras are upon everything. A person has to be conscious of that and we prepare in every way. For that reason, we know Ra'yul Alil Alil. A sick person's opinion is sick also. He needs a healthy person. So how I am, I can't see myself. So therefore have a sheikh who will be able to see your faults and be able to guide you. And when the sheikh speaks, then don't take it this is referring to somebody else. Because today we are so plastic, we can't be told anything, we get offended. So in general way the message is given. If you take it, it's for me, you will benefit. And if you take it, now this refers to that person, you'll never benefit. You'll get, in fact, get more harm. Whatever is being said, if a person takes it, it's being referring to me, I must take this lesson, that person will benefit. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us this great jinn. So the tilawat of Quran is for hidayat also. Make the niyat of hidayat, then see how the Quran will become a source. Your tilawat of 2-3 pages, and those who are reading one supara, half a supara, how much won't they benefit? Then the fourth niyat made, that to make closeness to Allah, to get closeness to Allah. There is nothing more greater to get closeness to Allah Ta'ala than the Quran Sharif. Which Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi saw in his dream. He asked, Ya Allah, what is the thing by which we can get the greatest closeness? Allah said, that which has come out of me. Quran is the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. It is connected to the zaat of Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing. And the Quran is Hablullahi fil ard, Allah's rope on the earth. The rope is so strong it will never snap, there is no question. And the one end of the rope is in the hand of Allah. Allah will never leave it. You just hold on the other rope, hold on to Quran Sharif, and you'll get pulled to Allah Ta'ala. So there are four niyats. One is ibadat, one is sawab for hidayat and for closeness to Allah. And for him who is a hafiz, Let him read it to memorize his Quran, to keep his door intact. For that reason also. Otherwise, more those who read Quran Sharif, Hafiz, they read it just to remember the Quran. But they don't read it as ibadat, they don't read it for hidayat, they don't read it for closeness to Allah. What your niyat is, you will get from Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And Quran Sharif has got certain rights over us. The one is Iman bil Quran. That our Iman must be on the Quran Sharif. That Alhamdulillah, most of all of us got that Iman, that this is Allah's Kitab which is with us. But that is not sufficient. Iman on every ayat of the Quran Sharif as well. What does that mean? That Allah has made parda faraz. My Iman must be, it's Allah's command. Whether it makes sense to me or not, Allah has made parda faraz that I have to accept it. Amal we will discuss just now. But at least in your mind and heart, accept that parda is a faraz of Allah. Allah has made interest haram. Accept it that interest is haram. Don't get brainwashed. Don't get watered down. My friend just was explaining that a person becomes an accountant from a school level already. He's doing accountancy, bookkeeping, and all the examples, so much interest was paid here, so much interest here, there. Eventually it waters down. That interest is a natural thing. So much you are involved in talking about interest, etc. This about that pig is haram, we all know. But that they from nursery rhymes. What is that nursery rhyme of the three pigs? There was some nursery rhyme. So we don't realize actually the dirt, the filth, the hurmat, the haram of the pig is being watered down in the child's mind already. All these things. So anyway, that we accept that interest is haram. Then, for example, inheritance. The distribution of inheritance. Many of us feel that Islamic system is not fair. Hey, and then we go to the courts and we have it there. So Iman must be on every ayat of the Quran. Whether I understand or I don't understand. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, Allahu Akbar. What a great man. He said that I do not understand everything of deen. Who can understand? What are our brains? Allah's kalam, where can our brain? So he says, the things that I understand, I opened one account for them. They're all in that account. All the things I don't understand, I opened another account. I don't question it, I accept. It's my shortness of my understanding. My brain, my mind is small, I can't understand. The day I get the understanding, I transfer from that account to this account. Hey, that I take it out from this account, I put it in this account. So if we don't understand, we don't. But accept, that is Iman. That it's Allah's word, Allah said it, finish. Make sure it is Allah's word. And it is Allah's command. Now accept it, don't question it. Don't say it doesn't make sense. In today's era, Islam of the 1400 years ago, that Islam can't work today. No, don't say that. I don't understand, but have Iman on it. So Iman bil Quran. Then muhabbat al Quran. To have love for the Quran Sharif. Today we got love for our internet things, we got love for our other things. So many things we got love for. How much love have we got for Quran Sharif? Love of Quran, that cherish, that desire for Quran. Today is generally almost 100% is gone out of our life. Even if we make in Quran tilawat like a duty, but not enjoyment and pleasure. Then the love of the Quran is not only as love, but with azmat, with great respect. Don't touch the Quran without wudu, for example. Don't put the Quran, let your legs face the Quran, etc. Respect the Quran with great respect. The fourth right of the Quran Sharif then is tilawat al-Quran, to recite Quran Sharif. We discussed that already a little bit. The fifth right of the Quran Sharif is ta'allum al-Quran, before tilawat. The fourth is ta'allum, to learn Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif learning should be from the cradle to the grave. Let's learn every day. Many of us, our recitation is not correct. For example, the word qalbun is a heart. And kalbun is a dog. Now how many of us, especially we Gujarati people, we say big cough and small calf. There is no big cough and small calf. It's a cough and it's a calf. But we don't make the difference. Now Imam Sahib also, for example, makes dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka kalban khashya. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for a frightened dog. It should have been kalban khashya, a heart that is frightened and I don't break your commands. We say kalban khashya. And then how many people, ameen, and some people, summa ameen. Now all sitting with frightened dogs. You feed the dog, etc. The dog not going to help you anything. You're just feeding it for nothing. So if the correct pronunciation is absolutely essential. And mashallah, many places and where it isn't, I will beseech our ulama and the imams to have tajweed classes even once a week. 15 minutes before Isha Azan, once a week, and start with Makharij. At least our basic Makharij can become correct, so that what we read, we are reading correctly. Then if we become Qaris or even just reasonable, we don't have to become Sheikh Abdul Samad Abdul Basit and read like him. But even if we get 5 out of 10, our Quran, your Ustad tells you, now your Quran Sharif is all right. This is absolutely essential, that our recitation of Quran Sharif must be correct. And then, after that, learn at least the last 10 surahs, the meaning of it. When we are reading it in namaz, we know what we are, and then see what namaz can do for us. There are two types of namaz the Quran Sharif has defined. One is, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that namaz will stop you from your evils. And another namaz, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, there is destruction for the people who read namaz. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, they have got no attention in the namaz. They don't know whether I'm in the masjid or whether I'm somewhere else, whether I'm in the shop or whether I'm traveling. Oh, everywhere else you are, but you're not in the masjid. We came to the house of Allah, but we in the whole world, we're not in the house of Allah. We engage in direct contact with Allah, but we meet Allah is nowhere in our life. Nowhere. We are all everywhere else. We are doing everything else in our namaz. So that namaz is not going to give you your results. That namaz, which we, and one of the major things, the best thing for concentrating, there are many ways to concentrate. The best is, what I'm reading, just think what I'm reading. And as I said, like that surah, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا أَلْحَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ. If you just think of it, your namaz, where it will take you. The namazes of the Haramain, if we just get that little concentration, it takes you out of this world. So that is, learn the Quran, ta'allum the Quran, then also in learning of the Quran, teach our children. In reunion, there was one Haji Yusuf Rabitsa, and on several occasions I saw him. Perhaps if you say he owned the half of reunion, it won't be an exaggeration. He has passed away now. I went there, I saw, they renamed one street after his name. He had such a high position. But every day after Maghrib, he would sit with all his grandchildren, about 40-50 of them, and he would teach, make sure they're learning Quran, teach them Quran Sharif. In Malindi is a place north of Mombasa. There is a Yemen Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad, also extremely wealthy. When we go, they show there's this petrol for petrol pump, filling station. There's blocks of flat belong to him, that supermarket. This building is worked up for the poor people. That building is worked up for animals, to look after animals. That building is worked up for this, mashallah. That I saw him after Maghrib to Isha, sitting with his children and grandchildren, Quran Sharif. First his children, everyone must read, then they can go away. Then he sits with his grandchildren, till Isha. Now look at this, people of that level, but with Quran Sharif, this is what we should try and have in us. So the ta'alluq, the learning of Quran, then the tilawat of Quran, then the biggest thing, amal bil Quran, to practice on the Quran. The Quran is a kitab of hidayat. Make it a kitab of hidayat. It's not only a kitab of barakat, not only a kitab to get sawab. The main thing is to practice on the Quran. Today we are more, anything we want to Google this. Google the Quran. What does the Quran say about this? What does this person say? What does that person say about this? Everything Google, 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 find out about this.
But we haven't got time to Google the Quran Sharif. Not time to even touch the Quran Sharif. So that the ta'aleem of the tilawat of Quran. Then comes the ta'aleem of Quran, to teach Quran Sharif. Make that a mission, especially whoever is a hafiz, whoever is an ali, make sure, even if you're teaching some children only alif ba ta ta, the niyat are to teach them Quran Sharif, but make sure that you are, whether it's your own children, your neighbor's child, and the general public, try and contribute. Pay for one student, pay for half a student, but have a share. We are part in the teaching of the Quran. And then the last thing, tabligh the Quran. That what the Quran teaches, that make it, to let it come in the public. Let people practice on the Quran Sharif. And you don't have to be a Maulana. You don't have to sit here to make bayan. With your friend you are sitting, you are talking, you are phoning, telling something, practice on this part of the Quran. That part, every person, every mu'min must make the belief of Quran Sharif, the teaching of the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. That's it, friend. So inshallah, if we do this, we will see where the Quran Sharif will take us. So Allah said, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran. Because Allah is Rahman, so merciful, He taught us the Quran. Otherwise, our mouths are filthy, our minds are filthy, hearts are filthy. Filthy. The Quran is more. Where were we fed? Because Allah was so merciful, He taught us the Quran Sharif. And the Hadith Sharif that I quoted, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna ashraf ummati. The most ashraf, honorable people in the ummah, most respectable people in the ummah, hamalatul Quran, are the carriers of the Quran, the couriers of the Quran, those people who carry the Quran. Muhaddithin generally refer this to the hafiz of Quran. And then, what? Qa'imul layl, two things. That means there is the Quran also carrier, and it makes the tahajjud also. In here there is indication, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatul says, that the hafiz of Quran must make the tahajjud also. The whole ummah should make, but at least the hafiz of Quran should make the tahajjud. And the tahajjud namaz is one of the easiest namaz. Of all the namazes, the tahajjud is the easiest. Shaitan has put it in our mind, the tahajjud is the most critical namaz. But the tahajjud is only for the big awliya, very pious people, they make the tahajjud. Or the tahajjud are for the pensioners, people who are finished now, retired. So they can get up for the tahajjud and they stay awake and whole day they can sleep as it is they are retired. Or the tahajjud is for people suffering from insomnia. But they can't sleep as it is, so what are they going to do? They might as well get up and make tahajjud. Whereas tahajjud is for the whole ummah, so easy. And how is it? Tahajjud is between 2 and 8 rakats. You can make 2 rakats, your tahajjud will be made. You can make up to 8. And the time of tahajjud, this is important, which many of us haven't paid attention to. It is a hadith sharif, which Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi, who was one of the greatest Hanafi muftis of our time. And all our muftis today give fatwa according, they look at his kitab and they give fatwas. So he has written, use the word of the hadith to write the masala, what is the time of tahajjud. Kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fahuwa min al-layl. All nafil namaz that is made after your isha namaz, that is qiyam al-layl. And you get the sawab of tahajjud. So what is tahajjud? What is isha essentially? Isha is not 17 rakats as we have in general, because in that 17, 3 witr are included. 3 witr is not part of isha. Isha is a separate namaz, witr is a separate namaz. So isha essentially is 4 faras of isha and 2 sunnat al-muakkada. That is essentially isha. You have to make 4 sunnat ghair muakkada before isha, by all means make it. But if you make your 4 faras of isha, 2 sunnat al-muakkada, your isha is finished. Now the time of tahajjud has started already. And Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi say, qabla an-nawm. Even before sleeping, some people got this in our mind, you have to sleep first and then you get up, then is tahajjud.
قَبْلَ نِسْفَ اللَّيْلِ. Some of us got in our mind, half the night must pass, then tahajjud. No, before half the night has passed, before you sleep, you finished your Isha, the time of tahajjud has started already. This is the overworked of tahajjud. The afzal, the best time of tahajjud, is round about 3, half past 3, 4 o'clock nowadays. That's the best time of tahajjud. But the overwork is immediately after you have finished your Isha. And our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum puts this very nicely. He says that tahajjud after Isha is like dal roti. Eating simple food, fish and chips, dal roti, is something like that. And tahajjud of 3, 4 o'clock is biryani. So in the hope of biryani, don't stay hungry that you don't have your dal roti. Perhaps your eyes don't open tahajjud time and you'll be weak. You didn't eat no food. Even dal roti will keep you going at least if you're not kept that injured. And if you have dal roti, tahajjud time you get the smell of your biryani. Your appetite will open again. So make tahajjud after Isha. At that time again, if your eyes open, make another 2 4 rakats. So everyone can make tahajjud. So the minute we have finished our 4 farz of Isha, 2 sunnats of Isha, we all got wudu, we in the masjid, environment of namaz. Nothing. If you go home, your wife will say, somebody phoned, he said you must return the call. And today we are such, before we step out of the masjid, wudu is broken already. And we haven't got courage, we haven't got the courage to go and make again wudu. Difficult. While you're in the masjid, you can make it. Women folk, while they're on the musalla, they make their 4 farz Isha, 2 sunnat. Make 2 rakats minimum. 2 rakats of tahajjud. Even if you do it in a sitting position, even if you read the shortest surahs, but your tahajjud will be made. And in one hadith, 4 great virtues of tahajjud have been mentioned. In one hadith, 4 great virtues of tahajjud have been mentioned. The first great virtue of tahajjud is the Abu Salihin. It is the practice of the pious people. Our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatim in his wonderful ways puts it like this, that there is one register kept by Allah Ta'ala of the Salihin, the pious people, from Adam alayhi salam's time till the day of Qiyamah. Whoever just makes the 2 rakats of tahajjud, his name is entered in there. He's counted amongst the Salihin of the world, the pious people. And we don't need our name in Guinness Book of Records. We need our name in the register of the Salihin. And by 2 rakats of tahajjud, we qualify that our name goes in there. And the minute, in this first benefit, there's one other benefit. The minute you qualify as Salihin, whoever is making namaz in the world, whether it is Harameen of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, Mahabaitul Muqaddas, somebody in the aeroplane, somebody in a jungle, somebody in a village, somebody in a big city, whoever is, and be sure, millions of people are making namaz every moment. Because due to the difference of time in the world, we are going to make just now Zuhar, somebody they are getting ready for Fajr, somebody making Isha. Every moment there are people making, millions of people are making namaz. And when you make your tahajjud, every person who is making namaz, in his namaz, not after namaz, in his namaz is making dua for you also. How is that? That every person in his namaz has to say, As-salamu alayna wa ala salihin. By the 2 rakats you entered in ibadah salihin. And he's making dua, salamati of Allah on us and on all ibadah salihin. And if you get Allah's salamati, hey, whatever problems, Allah's salamati on you, no problems left. No health problems, no wealth problems, financial problems. Because Allah's salamati, and every moment millions of people in their namaz are making dua for you for salamati if you make your 2 rakats of tahajjud. How can we deprive ourselves? What do we stand to lose to make 2 rakats of namaz? No fresh wuzu, nothing, no distraction in the masjid, everyone making namaz just to add 2 more rakats. What difficulty it is. So that is what the first benefit. The second benefit, قُرْبَةٌ لَكُمْ إِنَّ رَبِّكُمْ. You become not a VIP, VVIP by Allah Ta'ala. Right? Like at the airport, any airport, somebody has made arrangements, pre-arrangements for VIP for you. As soon as you're off the airplane, somebody is waiting at the door, your name is written. You go to that person, I'm that person, straight away VIP lounge. No immigration, no custom. In the VIP lounge, juice, ice cream, fruit, whatever you want is there. Tea, coffee, everything. Nice, comfortable chairs, privacy of the VIP lounge you set there. They take your passport, they take your baggage tags. They do your immigration for you, they get your baggage tags, do the custom, come to you, where's your passport, it stays, where's your baggage, where's the VIP car, if you want to, you can go now. Just like that, wallah, millions and millions of this ummah will get VVIP treatment on the day of very, very important person. Amongst them will be those people who make even just 2 rakats of tahajjud, even just after Isha namaz. We will be called, the announcement will be made amongst many other people. Where are all those people who used to make tahajjud? Even 2 rakats, you qualify. If you make 8, mashallah, what to say? Even if you just read wal asr and inna atayna, you read Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, what to say? But even with Surah Asr and wal inna atayna, you will qualify. They will stand up. All of you come away. No immigration for you. No customs for you. Come under in the VIP lounge under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you want to eat, drink and wear, air condition, everything. And if you want to see what's happening, how people are going through the immigration, sometimes you go to some airport, 8-10 planes land at one time. That immigration hall is bursting at its seams. Now you're thinking, oh, this long queue and everything, and I don't know if they're of the immigration office will give me hassles or what. You got no money, you're sitting in the VIP lounge, and you got a view of everything you can see. If you want to sit and see, if you want to go away. No customs of all your amal also. Nothing. Just for 2 rakats, how can we deprive ourselves? With a deen or yusra, the greatest treasure is in deen. That we haven't explored our deen. Dunya, we are exploring it so much. Cell phone, we explore. Computers, programs, this, what this can do, what this. Technology is running way ahead. The technology of deen has reached the greatest pinnacle where nothing can reach. But we don't even want to touch it. Hey, our deen is there. So you have become a VIP on the day of Qiyamah. The third great benefit of tahajjud, مُكَفَّرَةُ لِسَيِّئَاتِكُمْ Your gunas are forgiven by tahajjud. You make your tahajjud, whenever your mark will come, all your previous gunas are forgiven already. You are going with a blank sheet to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah not blank sheet. When Allah forgives your gunas, He changes them into sawabs. What more do you want? One person was walking on the footpath in Karachi, and the people in summer sleep on the charpais, who will sleep on the footpath. So he saw one Khansa, he was lying flat like this, and he was singing. Happy he was, whatever, nazam or song, whatever he was singing. He finished his work, he returned. Now he saw Khansa is lying on his stomach. But he's still singing, very happy. So he said, Khansa, when I went, you were lying on your back. And now when I came, you are lying on your stomach. What's it? He says that my cassette A side got finished. So I turned it around and I put B side now. So anyway, if your cassette is filled with all gunas also, when Allah forgives, He doesn't make your cassette blank. He fills it up with now all good, like Quran Sharif, Nazams, Bayans. In other words, all your gunas, Allah changes it into good deeds. So much it comes in the hadith. There will be a person, not one, the category of people. Allah will take their face on the day of Qiyamah in camera, privacy, nobody must know. And then Allah will be lying in, you make this guna, this. You know, I have no choice, I have to admit, there is no way I can deny. You will go on admitting. Then Allah will say, don't worry my banda, all these gunas, I've changed them into good deeds. Then suddenly he'll jump and say, Ya Allah, you only mentioned my small gunas. I still got big, big gunas also. When he sees Allah's rahmat is in so much joy, that Allah is changing gunas into sawab, there's my small gunas. I got big, big gunas also. Allah will change that. We don't know who is Allah. We haven't taken the trouble of finding out who Allah is. Who is our counselor? Who is our mayor? We took lot trouble. Who is the manager of this company? Who must I speak? Yeah, I can't get my work done. I have to speak to the right person. But we haven't found the real big man. The real right person, Allah Ta'ala. Then you reach nobody else if you have found Allah Ta'ala. So all your gunas will be forgiven. And the fourth great virtue of tahajjud namaz, man hiyatun anil ithm, that it is your power protection against guna. Like the powerhouse, the electricity where it's generated. when it supplies electricity, as it supplies, it becomes weaker. So they put substations to boost it again, so that it can supply properly. The Hajjur is a substation that will give you the strength to stay away from guna. How many of us, we hate ourselves because of our anger. Anger is out of control. But again the time comes, again outburst. You just start screaming, shouting again. You forget who you are. You start swearing such words that even if there was a dictionary of swear words, that the dictionary also haven't got that swear words. They make people, that they want to, how they swear. And who you swear? Right in your family. Who is your blood? Who is part of you? Your wife, your servant. And you become like a beast in front of them. When you are outside, like a lamb, so big, bizarre, so great, a humble person, that right with who you are supposed to be the most kind, but then you are the worst of all. Okay? So now you hate yourself. Your eyes are out of control. You hate it. You like purity of the eyes. Who doesn't like purity? Purity of your mind, purity of your heart. So the Hajjud Namaz will grant you this. You will get protected. You want to save yourself from guna, but you find yourself weak. The Hajjud is the powerhouse that will help you. And so easy is the Hajjud difficult. After 4 faras of Isha, we all make Isha. 2 sunnat muakkada, we all make. Just read 2 rakats, even in a sitting position. And all those virtues, I guarantee you, you will get all those virtues. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah accept, and may Allah make this jalsa very successful. The completion of this voice, just little bit stir, that all those virtues I mentioned and the virtues of this voice completed also, all this is got what we say T's and C's, terms and condition apply. Here also there are T's and C's. What are the T's and C's? One major one is that mujtanabal kabair. As long as we save ourselves from big gunas, then this all these fazilats are there. Otherwise it comes clearly, Al-Qur'an hujjatun laka aw alayka. The Qur'an is a great proof in your favor, or it will be a great, it will lay a great charge against you. That is, according if we are committing gunas, our dressing, our way of life, namaz is not in our life, I just became hafiz. No, and even the one who is teaching hips, I make 200 people hafiz, I make 300 people hafiz, but I never heard the speaker that his life must come according to Quran. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was visiting us. He came to us in Germiston as well. I was teaching in the back section of the Jamaat Khana upstairs. We tested the boys, everything, we walked down. Then we were walking out of the Musalla. Then I told Hazrat, dua farma Allah in bachcho ko hafiz banaye. Allah make this children hafiz. That is common what we are worried. Everyone, somebody comes and all my boys must complete, they must become hafiz. Hazrat put his hand on my shoulder, turned towards me and turned me towards him, and measured his words and said very slowly and carefully, Maulvi sahab, hafiz banna faraz nahi hai, nek banna faraz hai. To become a hafiz is not faraz, very good, but to become nek for every person is faraz. If you are a hafiz and you are not nek, there is a namaz in your life, your dressing is so terrible, out of the way, you can't be recognized as a Muslim. And but you are a hafiz, the virtue does not apply. T's and C's apply here. Terms and conditions. Even for the tahajjud, as long as we stay away from big gunas. Lot of virtues, of lot of amal, mujtanabal kabair. And if we do, we are involved in guna, not difficult to come out. Just make tawbah and istighfar. As soon as you make tawbah and istighfar, Allah forgives. You can make that same guna 100 times a day. But you ask Allah for forgiveness, we can get tired making guna. Allah never gets tired forgiving the guna. Allah will forgive us. You just ask for forgiveness and at least start even just the word istighfar. Today, for today's day, think of ourselves. How many of us who have made so many gunas? Guna of the eyes we have committed. How many we shouted? We have conveyed jalsa, we shouted the right. That kurta, I told you to iron it. That kurta, you didn't start iron it. You haven't got that kurta ready. We show your anger. That jalsa is kurta. Then tomorrow to town, then is again shirt and trouser. Now we are Muslims all the time. Not only when we come jalsa, we are Muslims. Or for Juma, we are Muslims. We are Muslims all the time.
So we should be there. So how many of us, how many gunas, bad thoughts we have on the way of the road, bad thoughts, naked woman. We are looking and relishing and enjoying that. But how many of us made one istighfar? Even just the word astaghfirullah. Then we have even we then have astaghfirullah. Just the word, even unconscious. Wallah, I say, astaghfirullah. Even unconsciously, you will to benefit tremendously. When you plant your mango tree, when you planted it now, you don't expect the tree to grow and bear mangoes already. How long you have to? So plant the seed of istighfar. Then keep on watering. Reality will come later. And then afterwards you get the tamarat of istighfar. Istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. What are the fruit of it? Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. وَيُنْبِكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهِ وَبَنِينَ وَيُجْعَلْكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَأَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What hasn't Allah given to you? Why did you turn and go back to Allah? Everything is there. You running outside. You running in the world. All your things are by Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Him and just on His pistar and toba, see what won't Allah give you. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So very important, the ustad at least in his heart and mind, tarbiyat of my students. If he hasn't got that, only to make them hafiz, perhaps he'll be taken to task by Allah on the day of Qiyamah. For then getting sawab, he will be taken to task for implementing the tarbiyat of his students. So that is very important. Alims, for alimas, everything, tarbiyat is more important. At one time, there was 90% tarbiyat for the students to practice on deen than the knowledge of deen. Today, tarbiyat is almost zero. Only ta'alim is taking place. Before whichever alim graduated, his worry was to make the islah of my community. How can my community practice upon deen? Today, our worry is to make a ta'alim union and just teach all the time. But the main thing is the deen, the practice of deen, that must come alive. May Allah give us all that. So inshallah, on the 24th, 25th and 26th of May, there will be an Islahi Jalsa in Stanga. We just had one in Azadal about a month ago, and mashallah, almost everyone who attended, they expressed, not only they appreciate, they expressed their appreciation, but how much they benefited. So a similar jalsa will be here in Stanga, and the reason, because all don't travel so far, so they are nearby, not far, Stanga. So over the 3 days, inshallah, there will be a jalsa, please try and attend.